is Bridget. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, is this American Cleaning?
Yes.
Hi, this is Ruben. How are you doing?
Good, Ruben. How are you doing?
Good, good. Did you get my message last week?
No.
Oh, I sent you an email as well.
No, and for some reason I couldn't receive no emails from you. Did you, when we spoke together, you said to me, I sent it to you. I check each of them, inbox and junk as well. I couldn't find it.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. Okay. So let's just
bring this.
Oh, no worries. So let's bring up your file.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I just
wake up so early.
Yeah, we're working hard. So I've got an update on your file. You know, I know you get contacted by a lot of companies. So our goal is really not to do any type of high pressure sales. You know, our goal is to offer you something that could help you out. So we're running into a little bit of an issue. So right now, and do you have a pencil handy by any chance?
I can get it. Yes.
So right now we look at a few different factors, and I kind of want to go over what's possible. Let's bring this up. Give me a second. So your current balances are around your what is your can balance again? How much do you owe can?
I own them 117.
You own that to can? Is that including, is that can plus LG or just can by itself?
Just can.
Just can? And you owe them how much?
120,000 approximately.
Okay. So one of the challenges here is that, and I'm going to follow up if there's some other options, but with you in a couple hours, but I just want to give you an idea. So right now, when you do a refinance, generally the maximum to do a refinance, you have to have, like, to make a refinance doable, what I know what you're telling us is, I understand your goals to wanting to lower your payment. The challenge is that your balances are just too high to qualify for a refinance. To give you an idea, if you do a refinance, at least 50 cents of every dollar you borrow has to go into your pocket. So let's say you qualify for $130,000, okay, which is about 10% of your revenues. The challenge is that if you qualify for $130,000, in that case, you owe more than $130,000. But let's just say you qualified for $130,000 and your balances were $100,000. The reason why that wouldn't even work is, the way the refinance works is this. If you get approved for $130,000, only 50% of that money can be used to pay off an existing loan. So if you qualified for, say, $130,000 and your balances were $100,000, you can only use $65,000, which is 50% of that $130,000, towards paying off additional loans. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to throw an idea by you, and I'm not sure if it interests you. I think what our underwriters are going to do is they're going to offer you not a refinance, but they're going to offer you additional funding, what's called an additional position, which is a short-term loan just to kind of get a small relationship going. Is that something that would interest you?
Okay, how short is this loan, and how much is it going to be?
I think they're going to offer you something between $10,000 to $25,000. And they're going to offer you something between 2 to 4 months.
2 to 4 months, $25,000.
They're going to offer you something between $10,000 to $25,000. So I think a range, a good idea is probably something in the $15,000 to $20,000 range. And I think they're going to offer you something between 2 to 4 months. Basically, what they're going to do in this situation is, and there's, like I said, there's zero pressure situation. Right now, your balances are quite high, but they don't like to turn down people. So what they would do is they'd call a starter loan, which means you would keep your existing loans, and this would be a third loan just to get a relationship started. Would you have any use for that kind of money?
Okay. Okay, get the proof, get the paper ready, and let me know.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to have the underwriter actually call you and go over some ideas, like terms, cost, you know, use of funds, funding. What's a good time for them to reach out to you?
You can call me anytime. I'll try to be open. I'm going to see your number, and I'm going to try to answer the phone.
Okay. It probably won't be coming from me.
Okay.
It will probably be coming from a similar number because it's from an underwriter here, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.